The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, we are now joined by Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel, Gareth Mullins. Gareth, good morning.
Hiya, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're fully crewed in the Marker anyway.
We're not. We're in exactly the same scenario as my colleagues who've just been on talking to you there. Finding staff is a huge challenge at the moment. I'm just smiling when you said a pastry chef. I'm actually recruiting for a pastry chef at the moment, and we're actually looking overseas at the moment to see if we find somebody. It's a huge problem for the industry.
So the message to your man is get off your bike and come to the Marker.
Exactly. Drive your bike up to the Marker and I'll get you going, no problem.
All right. Exactly. Now, we've got the sun is still shining, so you've got a few summary things. And the first is a classic slaw. So how do you make
it? I suppose what I want to talk about today is that we're all barbecuing a lot at the moment. And I think sometimes what can be lacking in a barbecue is what to serve with it, or it gets a little bit repetitive. So I'm going to give you some side orders and some bits and pieces that I think are perfectly a compliment. So the first one is a classic slaw. So you need a half a red cabbage, which you're going to shred as fine as you can, a green apple or a red apple, and grate that on your grater, a red onion sliced, and then 50 ml of red wine vinegar or apple cider vinegar, and a good dash of olive oil, a little pinch of sugar, which will just balance the acidity, salt and pepper, and then you just mix it all together in a bowl, and that's a really nice way to serve a slaw rather than your mayonnaise based.
Yeah, because mayonnaise, obviously in the sunshine, might go off a bit, so beware.
It can.
Go on.
Yeah, and then it's the key is really with barbecuing as well, what I'd say, is trying to get this stuff ready in advance. So rather than trying to put all this pressure on yourself by making salads, when it comes to barbecuing, you need to be standing at the grill and concentrating on what you're doing over there. Yeah. So all of these things can be made in advance.
Watermelon, cucumber and mint salad.
Yeah, so I suppose I also think it's nice to bring a bit of texture and freshness into your barbecue because you're eating grilled meats and fish and vegetables. So this one is really nice, and I suppose it's not a go-to salad that people might think about. But if you take a watermelon and just peel and dice, one cucumber that you're going to peel, de-seed and dice up as well, and then a couple of shallots, a bunch of mint that you're going to chop up, and you're going to just dress the whole thing in lime juice. And what the lime juice does is it just brings all the flavours together. And as you'll see, after you've dressed it with the lime juice, it'll start to bleed out a little bit, the juice from the watermelon and the cucumber, but it really will bring a bit of freshness onto the plate for you with your barbecue.
Now, baked potato with sour cream, chives and sea salt.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody doesn't love a good baked potato, but my trick for doing a baked potato is that all you're going to do is pick like a medium to small sized potato, take a nice sharp knife and just prick all around the outside of the potato, and then preheat your oven to 180, 190 degrees. If you just put a little bit of rock salt on the bottom of a tray and put your potatoes on there, no tin foil, don't be wrapping them in tin foil, just sit them straight onto the rock salt, pop them into the oven at 180 degrees, and they're going to take, I suppose, 30 to 40 minutes to bake. The key to a baked potato is just make sure that they're cooked all the way through. And then, which I think always works fantastic with a baked potato, is to make a nice little sour cream dressing. So some sour cream, couple of tablespoons of chopped chives or parsley if you have it, and then salt and pepper. And I think this is a really lovely way to serve baked potatoes with a barbecue.
All right. We don't have time to run through the others, but you'll put them on your Instagram. Spiced potato wedges and flamed sweet corn, chili, lime and feta, which sounds absolutely delicious. So okay. I hope to get time to have your own barbecue in your own garden over the coming days.
Thanks, Pat. I mean, we're obviously just trying to, like everybody else, we're trying to figure out these guidelines whenever they're going to be released for Monday for the inside dining. But, you know, we will do like we've always done here at the hotel. We'll operate to the strictest COVID policies and guidelines to ensure our guests are safe and happy and have a wonderful time, as always.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much.